Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, let's listen to the 59th verse of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَإِذَا بَلَغَ الْأَطْفَالُ مِنْكُمُ الْحُلُمَ فَلْيَسْتَأْذِنُوا كَمَا اسْتَأْذَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
And when the children among you reach puberty, let them ask permission at all times, as those before them have done. Thus does Allah make clear to you His verses, and Allah is knowing and wise.
So, the Arabic word hulum and the word ihtilam means to see a wet dream when one is sleeping, and it is one of the signs of puberty. Of course, the signs of puberty for girls and boys are different and various, and they are mentioned in detail in the different books of authorities of imitation. In this holy verse, the ordinance of those who have reached puberty is mentioned. So, in the previous verse, it was the discussion that was about for those who have not reached the age of puberty. So, but they are able to discern good from bad, discern what is right from wrong. So, this verse, however, says, وَإِذَا بَلَغَ الْأَطْفَالُ مِنْكُمُ الْحُلُمُ فَلْيَسْتَأْذِنُوا. When the children among you reach puberty, then let them ask permission. كَمَا اسْتَأْذَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Even as those before them used to ask it. So the word hulum here means intellect. This implies puberty, which is usually accompanied with an intellectual and mental mutation. It is sometimes said that the word hulum means dream and dreaming, and since after the age of puberty, the youth are familiar with some wet scenes and dreams that cause them ejecting semen, this word has been used to mean puberty ironically. Anyway, it is understood from this verse that the ordinance for those who have reached puberty is different from those who have not reached this status, because immature children are obliged to take permission only 3 times, according to the previous verse, since their life is so mixed with their own parents that if they want to take permission every time, it will cause them difficulty. But this is ordinance for those who have reached the puberty. فَلْيَسْتَأْذِنُوا. They have to ask for your permission anytime.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, We will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, as we said, it is understood from this verse that this is the ordinance for those who have reached puberty. And this is different from those who haven't. Immature children are so mixed up in their lives with their parents that it is really difficult for them if you want them to ask for your permission anytime they want to enter your room. Moreover, their sexual feelings are still undeveloped, but according to this verse, which has obliged them to take permission absolutely, matured youth in any condition must take permission every time they go to their parents. And this ordinance is for the place where parents are taking rest. Otherwise, entering public room, if there is such a room, especially when others are there and there is nothing to cause problem, of course, this needs no permission. And it is also important to mention that the Quranic sentence, even as those before them used to ask it, كَمَا اسْتَأْذَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, this part of the verse refers to the adults who were obliged to take permission whenever they wanted to enter their parents' room. And in this verse, those who have just reached puberty are just like the adults who were enjoined to ask permission. And in order to emphasize and attract the attentions, at the end of the verse it is said, كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ. Thus does Allah make clear His revelations for you. Wallahu alimun hakim. Allah is all-knower, all-wise. This is just like the sentence that was at the end of the previous verse, but in that holy verse, the word al-ayat, revelations, was used, and in this verse, the word ayatihi, His revelations, is used. However, there does not seem to me much difference in their meanings from our perspectives. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.